the race for Attorney General. It has had a tremendous amount of intrigue. The Republicans laid some of that to rest when they did not renominate Curtis Hill and nominated Todd Rokita. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The former congressman will now be the candidate for Attorney General for the Republicans, going up against Jonathan Weinzapfel. I only hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I apologize if I'm not. Weinzapfel. Not trying to be disrespectful, just making sure I pronounce it right. Former Congressman Todd Rokita joins us right now on the drivehebler.com hotline. And, you know, this race for Attorney General, you had the issues, the allegations against the current Attorney General, Curtis Hill. You had him losing his law license for 30 days. You had Republicans saying that wasn't a risk we were going to take. So as you take a look at becoming the next Attorney General, are there things that you see happening in that office that you feel need a change for the betterment of Hoosiers?
Hey, Tony, great to be back with you. You sure do. You can always improve an office. First of all, let me say thank you to the delegates, the majority of them, who saw that we needed to have put forth the strongest candidate possible in the fall and made the right choice. And I'm very pleased to report that our party is unified. The other candidates in the race have pledged their support, have given me nice notes, and their supporters as well. And the Curtis Hill supporters, from the high-profile ones to the rank-and-file ones, have almost to a one come on board. So we're charged up and we're ready for the fall, number one. To the point of the office, Tony, you know, I was Indiana Secretary of State for 8 years, so we have the experience. Right, we're the only ones in this race that has the experience of running a statewide office, and we ran it really well. We ran it, first of all, on taxpayer dollars from 20 years earlier, had great service, same-day turnaround time. My prosecution assistance unit, where we worked with local prosecutors on white-collar crimes, got 300 years of jail time during my time in office, which is a record. So we know what we're doing when it comes to running a statewide office. And this fall, voters and taxpayers are going to have a clear contrast, a clear choice, one with experience and a record that can bring them certainty in uncertain times. And the other liberal mayor of Bloomington, who's backed by national special interests, who no one really knows. So that's going to be the difference. I think Hoosiers are going to want to keep the state moving forward. I think Hoosiers are going to want to make sure that they have a state's top attorney that works constructively with the General Assembly, with the governor.
Let's talk about, for a second, sir, to interrupt, what that work is, talking to Todd Rokita, a candidate for Attorney General. And we do invite Jonathan Weinzapfel on to the show. Weinzapfel, Weinzapfel. Again, I apologize. Let's talk about this position. Let's talk about Attorney General. Yeah. Explain to Hoosiers what the job of the Attorney General is, and what are some of the things, as you see it, if you get the vote, if you should win in November, you will be pursuing as Attorney General.
Thanks, Tony. So it's a wide-ranging office. It's the state's top attorney. So we're the attorney, in many respects, for the governor and the General Assembly, but we're also the attorney for the state. So when issues come up that affect the state, whether it be your right to bear arms, whether it be the right to life, religious liberty, even criminal appeals, we'll take those up into the state and the federal courts. Very important job. So we're going to be able to protect those constitutional liberties and freedoms where liberals and others may not see the need to do so. We're going to also fight for school choice, for example. That'll be another huge difference between me and the Democrat this fall, so that your children are not chained to a certain school based on their zip code. That's going to be important. And then in a COVID world, Tony, consumer protections are so very important, with scams and other frauds and people just being scared of being ripped off. The Attorney General has the ability to make sure that consumers are properly protected and have someone fighting in their corner. And that can be vastly improved on, as I understand, most of that's been gutted in the current administration. So I'm going to be bringing that back to make sure that we're doing well there. And then China, Tony. And look, two states have already sued China. And we talk about liberty on your show a lot. Well, we have lost our economic liberty to China. We have to diversify our supply chains. I can help do that. We have to make sure that we hold, in a smart way, China as accountable as possible. And you have to have the credibility to go into court to do that. You have to have the right aggressiveness. You have to have the right temperament. I believe I have all that to make sure we can be successful in getting damages back for what happened over the last 3-4 months.
You know, you bring up China, and while I still have a minute or so with you, it's this idea that we see attorneys general more and more involved in these larger scale conversations. We see more and more attorneys general either suing the president, or they're fighting a Supreme Court decision, or they're working with other states. Are there policies that you want to get involved with other states? And what are those policies that you think better help Hoosiers in their lives?
Exactly right, Tony. And first of all, China and what to do and how to correct the wrong that they've given us in the world is chief among those things. But you're exactly right that the Attorney General's office has become much more high profile. And you know who else has noticed that, Tony? Guys like George Soros. Guys like that on the other side who are not only propping up this melee that you see happening on TV every night, but they're playing in county prosecutor races. They're giving money to state's attorney general races. So that is why it's so important, Tony, to get this race right, because there's national interest being backed by on the other side that will take this state and therefore this country, as you're mentioning, backward. And that's why this office is so important. I ask everyone for their support.
His name is Todd Rokita, and if you saw George Soros getting mentioned in this interview, you beat me. You absolutely beat me. But there is a very interesting grouping of stories about those who try and engage in American elections and influence them in all of these what they call down-ballot kind of races. That conversation has been going on for a while. You can get more at Todd Rokita, R-O-K-I-T-A, ToddRokita.com. Sir, I appreciate you taking the time, and all the best to you. Todd Rokita on the DriveHubler.com hotline.